Hold still.
Identify yourself and state your purpose.
I'm Ian. Don't worry. We're just testing to see if your new solar panel and battery are working.
Voice signature does not match Ian Brinkman. There is insufficient photoelectric energy in this facility.
My voice changed. I'm still Ian. And we don't need sunlight for this test. We need to see how long you can run at full speed on that last charge.
Why did your voice change?
It's normal for a guy's voice to change when he reaches adulthood.
I do not believe you are an adult.
Well, I'm almost an adult.
Incorrect. Almost. Adverb, meaning not quite or very nearly.
Oh, brother.
And my battery will last 49.32 minutes.
You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Lying Dinos. Have you ever considered what you want to be when you grow up? Ian's been giving it some thought lately. Let's rejoin him in the garage as this adventure heats up.
Hey there, Ian. What you doing?
I gave Artie a brand new set of brushless motors and fitted him with two LiPo batteries and a solar panel.
Wow!
And look, high-performance tires. These things will go a couple thousand miles before they need to be changed.
Well, why the upgrades?
I want Artie to be like a mini driverless car. Right now, he can go nearly 60 miles an hour.
Incorrect. With new motors, my top speed is 72 miles per hour at full charge.
Nice!
With these solar panels, he'll be able to travel long distances if he has sunlight. Now, if I can only figure out a way to get his GPS unit interfaced with his microcontroller.
Use his phone!
That's what I keep saying.
I would, but Dad doesn't understand why we should add him to the plan.
I'll put him on my plan. It's only a few extra bucks a month. How about I take him home tonight and get it set up for you?
That'd be great. Thanks, Mr. Pennington.
Don't mention it.
How did you learn to do all this stuff?
Remember, I used to work for NASA.
Oh, that's right.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Ian?
I'm not sure. I used to want to be a paleontologist. Now I'm more interested in electronics.
For the first 10 years of my life, I wanted to be an entomologist. Don't know how I got from bugs to rockets, but that's how life goes sometimes. Finding your calling can be a real adventure. Hey, would you mind letting me see how fast he runs?
I'd love to. Let's get you out of this testing rack, Artie.
Prepare to be amazed.
So, how would you guys summarize this verse? Hope?
If I'm eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or drinking my orange juice, or doing my dishes, I should always bring glory to God.
All right.
Good job. Okay, before we finish up here, Ian, I have something to announce that might interest you.
Yeah?
Next week, we're all going to Montana to dig for dinosaur bones.
Seriously?
Yeah. We would have told you sooner, but the details were up in the air. We'll be camping in a state park and working with the folks at Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum.
What's that?
Well, sort of like family camp, only a little more rugged. We'll sleep in a tent together, and we cook our food over a fire and camp stove. So what do you think, Ian?
Sounds amazing.
Do we all get to go?
Of course.
Do they make a tent big enough for all of us?
Yeah, Mom found one already. It's gonna be a trip you guys will never forget.
Ian, are you excited?
Yeah, sure.
You don't sound very excited.
It's just not my biggest passion anymore.
Well, by modifying RD to dig, you'll actually be combining two interests.
True. Should we see if it works?
Do you not trust my skills?
Artie, start navigation.
Starting navigation.
State your position.
43 degrees, 2 minutes, and 21 seconds north. 87 degrees, 54 minutes, 23 seconds west.
I think you actually did it.
I also linked him to the Find a Phone app. Enter your dad's number and see what he does.
All right. Okay, Artie, find Dad.
Finding Dad.
See? He's heading for the house.
Amazing. Artie, end navigation.
Ending navigation.
Now we just need to attach the shovel.
Well, can I suggest that you reinforce his frame for the counterweight?
Good idea.
Hello, Isaac.
Hi.
What are you doing to RD?
We're attaching a shovel to Artie's mechanical arm.
So I can dig for fossils.
Did you ask Dad if there's room? Artie's pretty big.
I thought you always wanted to be a paleontologist.
I did, just not anymore.
Well, if it's bothering you, talk to him about it.
I can't. He planned this whole trip for me.
Hey, Ian.
Hi, Dad. Where should I put RD?
Oh, son. We're packed to the gills.
But, Dad, it's like he's part of the family. I can't leave him here.
Yeah, I know, but look. I mean, do you see any room in the trailer? And the van is just as full.
Can't we just drop him to the roof?
Well, if we had roof racks, maybe, but I'm really sorry, son.
Can't believe it.
Where are we going?
The garage. I'm putting you in standby mode.
But you said...
RD, we're going fossil digging.
I know I said that. But things change.
I must come.
You can't, RD. I'm sorry. See you in a week.
Oh, I'm not in the house right now. I'm at the Brinkmans. Well, your bird got loose again. It obviously doesn't want to be in the cage. Well, I know you love the bird, but it's eating all the drapes. Well, I know the Brinkmans are gone, but their garage is full of stuff, and I need something to patch the cage so Bogart stays in there. All right. I'll see you in a minute, love. Hey, what's going on, RD?
Finding.
Stop right there. Don't you even. No! Come back!
Finding.
Hey! RD!
These hills around us are so inviting.
Can we go climbing?
Sure, but not now. Once we have the camp set up, we're going to go meet our guide, Mr. Otis Klein. He's going to take us out on a dig for the rest of the afternoon. Oh, and then tomorrow, he's giving us a personal tour of the dinosaur museum he helped build.
This is going to be the best trip ever. Look what I found over there, guys. A golf ball made of rock.
Those are called concretions. They're made when minerals form around a fossil.
You're gonna make a great paleontologist, son.
Thanks.
72 miles an hour? My foot! I'm going 75 and we can barely keep up.
I thought you said he'd run out of batteries by now. We're nearly to Madison.
RD said his battery life was just over 40 minutes.
Why don't you just call them and tell them their robot escaped? I'm sure they'd understand.
Bernice, I already tried that. They're not answering. Wait, where'd he go?
He just drove off the highway and into that cornfield.
That little stinker.
Look, you can see the corn stalks moving. He's headed that way.
That is one determined little robot. Buckle up.
Don't you even think of it, Patrick.
Oh, he's not getting away.
You found me.
We did. I'm Jack Brinkman. And this is my wife, Susan.
Hello.
And these are my kids.
Hi.
Glad to meet you guys. My name is Otis Klein, and this is the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum.
Is that a T-Rex? It's crashing way through the building.
Pretty cool, huh? Tomorrow, I'll take you inside and give you a tour. But today, I'm taking you behind the museum to our dig site. You guys ready to look for some dinosaur bones?
Yeah.
What happened to your truck?
Storm last week. Blew the windows right out.
Wow, that must have been a really strong wind.
Airport wind gauge measured it at 120 miles per hour right before it was blown away.
Yikes.
Well, the site's about a mile and a half walk into the Badlands. Let's hit the trail.
Here we go.
Glad you have tarps up to block the sun. We're not used to this kind of heat in Wisconsin.
It's already well over 100. Be sure to stay hydrated.
Hear that, kids?
Are there wild animals here?
Gracie, if your
mountain lions, rattlesnakes.
Yes, Mom.
Okay, I carry a pistol, so you don't need to worry. Okay, guys, come over here, and I'll show you how we dig. See that 6-foot wall of dirt surrounding us in this basin?
Yeah.
That's where we dig to find the bones. Choose a spot in the bottom layer, the one with the pebbles. Then, take a screwdriver like this, and slowly start scraping away the dirt. And when you find something harder, carefully work around it, like this.
Is that a bone?
Yes, it's a fossil. Looks like a small piece of turtle shell.
Cool.
Hey, I thought we were digging for dinosaur bones.
Oh, don't worry, you'll find dinosaur bones too. Do you guys know what buried the dinosaurs like this?
Noah's flood?
That's right. The floodwaters were like huge tides, rising higher and higher. Each tide would lay down new layers. In this particular layer, there are a lot of bones mixed together, sort of like a blender. We believe this layer was deposited a little later in the flood, when there were lots of pieces of dead animals mixed together. Here, do you want the shell?
Thanks, Mr. Otis.
Have you done this all your life?
Nope. I worked as a businessman for years. Digging dinosaur bones was a hobby I picked up later in life. But over time, and after a few career changes, God led me to this.
Huh.
Hey, guys. I'm cooking dinosaurs over here. Anybody want a steak?
Sure. I'll take mine medium rare, Peter. Okay. Everyone grab a screwdriver and pick a spot on the wall.
I think I found something.
Let's see. Yep, sure enough. It looks to me like it could be a hand bone from a juvenile T-Rex. Good job.
Thanks.
Is this a bone?
Nope. Sorry, Jack. It's just a rock.
Mr. Klein, over here.
Very good, girls. That could be a skull bone. Maybe from a small raptor.
No way.
Otis, what about this? Please tell me it's a bone.
Hey, that's a leverite.
Cool.
Yep, lever right there, because it's a rock.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay, everybody, start cleaning up your tools. We don't want to walk back in the dark. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
Otis, could you come over here?
Aha! No wonder you got so quiet. I'm guessing it's a piece of triceratop rib. Nice work, Jack.
Thanks.
Dig around it a little more, and I'll help you extract.
Oh, what a day. We won't ever forget that one.
Yeah.
Have you noticed Ian?
What about him?
I don't know. He just seems kind of quiet.
I'll talk to him. When Otis heard that he wants to be a paleontologist, he offered to take the two of us to a very special place tomorrow.
Really? Where?
Another ranch down the road. They're excavating a complete triceratops skull.
Oh.
You okay with me taking him?
Sounds like a great opportunity for you guys.
Huh. Another missed call from Mr. Pennington.
Can you call him back?
Tried. No service back here.
It's kind of nice to be unplugged.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What?
A shooting star.
Wow. What a night. I wonder what tomorrow holds. Does the museum own this land?
No, it belongs to a friend of ours. We've been excavating the Triceratops skull here with the help of an intern and a couple of friends from Answers in Genesis.
Are they coming?
No, they're taking a break this week. Your dad tells me you've been interested in dinosaurs since you were little.
Yeah, I knew all the names when I was like 5.
Now, I told your dad that sometimes I take on interns. Next summer, if you'd like to spend some time with us, I think we might just have a spot for you.
Wow. Thanks, Mr. Otis.
You're welcome. One of my goals with this ministry is to help young Christians like you get real experience in the field. And that's hard to come by nowadays for people like us who don't accept evolution as fact. Well, here we are.
No way. Look at those horns.
Pretty cool, huh? The head is lying on its right side. Today, we'll remove more of the dirt around the skull. We're also going to increase the size of the hole. I want to make sure we're not missing anything. Ian, why don't you grab a tool and start over there?
All right.
So, do you think there's more than the skull here?
No. The head of the Triceratops was among the largest of all land animals. And because they were so heavy, they would get lodged in the mud and the rushing water would pull the body off.
Oh.
But we always dig several feet around the skull, just in case we get lucky. So, let's get started. Oh, and please be very careful. Look at this.
Is that a rib?
I think so. Carefully dig right there.
I think I hit bone.
I bet it's the same rib.
That would make it over 30 inches long.
Mr. Otis, look at this.
Here, let me see. What did you find that?
Right there. See that outcropping?
Very good. This might be vertebrae. There actually haven't been many full Triceratops found. We might really have something here, guys.
I think I broke a few little pieces off.
Oh. Put them in a pile right there.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Otis, look at the sky.
Oh, that's what it looked like last week before the big one hit. We need to get back.
Jack, the tent!
We've got to get it down fast. Kate, get all the air mattresses out.
Okay. Kitri, get the little ones inside the van.
Ian and Isaac, help me.
Yes, Dad.
Susan, watch out for that table. Are you okay?
I think so.
Just get in the van. I'll take care of the rest.
Dad, it's lifting the tent off the ground. I can't hang on.
If I could just get this one last clip off. No!
There goes our grill, too.
Get in the van. Are we all here?
Yep.
Susan, you hurt?
No. I think I'll have a good bruise, though.
That was awesome! I wish I could do it again!
Are you crazy?
We're not out of the woods yet, guys.
Maybe we should go to the museum.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Where are we gonna sleep tonight?
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys, but I think we'll have to head home tonight.
Aw, but we didn't see the dinosaurs in the museum.
We can't go yet.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have many options.
It's Otis.
You have pretty good storms here in Montana.
Let's ride this out inside.
Thank you.
We'll go into the lab. So, you lost your tent.
Yeah. I think we'll hit the road once this thing blows over.
You don't want to drive through North Dakota in the middle of the night.
Kids travel better at night.
Yeah, but it's North Dakota. It's desolate.
We'll be fine.
I have an idea. How would you like to have your own night in the museum?
Did you hear that?
We have lots of padded chairs you could sleep on.
Could you excuse us for a second, Otis?
Sure.
What do you think, Susan?
I don't want our kids messing up this place.
Oh, I'm sure they'll behave themselves. Besides, how could we turn down a night in the museum, sleeping beneath dinosaur bones?
I know what you're saying, but I know what they're capable of. I see it every day. They're young and they're curious.
I'll keep them in line.
All right, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Otis, thanks for the generous offer. We'd love to spend the night here.
Okay, follow me, guys.
It's a T-Rex in the dark.
Nice roar, Micah.
Ian, shine your flashlight on it.
Whoa,
awesome. Look at those teeth.
You'll sleep here. And the museum opens at 9. That should give you time to freshen up and get some food. I'll give you the tour in the morning before you leave. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Much appreciated.
Good night. You still awake, Ian?
Can't get to sleep.
What's wrong?
I'm just thinking about stuff.
Well, I need to use the bathroom, but I'm terrified something will eat me.
Really? All right, I'll come with you.
They're so big.
Shh.
What?
Boo!
Ian! Ha! Jack, are you awake?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Ian, is that you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Kitri needed to use the bathroom, but was scared, so I went with her.
Well, that was kind of you. Hey, is something bothering you? You seem withdrawn.
I'm fine, Dad.
I'm not so sure. What's going on?
Well, it's not worth talking about.
Come on, Ian.
I didn't want to tell you.
Tell me what?
I've been really interested in computers and...
Okay.
It's just that I don't want to be a paleontologist. I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't want to tell you because I know you've been excited about me doing that. And you set up this amazing trip for me. And even got me an internship. I feel awful. Like I've wasted everyone's time and let you down. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, Ian, you haven't disappointed me. It's normal for our interests to change as we discover who we are. You need to know that I'm really proud of you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, hi. Bathroom's free.
Be quiet, guys.
What?
Do you hear that?
It sounds like someone's trying to get in through the front door.
Huh.
Let's duck behind the counter in the gift shop. We can see the front door from there. Come on.
Get down, kids.
What do you see?
It looks like a cell phone, but just hovering in front of the door. I'm gonna call the police.
Dad, wait. Listen. No way.
RD?
What are you doing here?
I found
this is a T-Rex, and that's an Acrocanthosaurus.
Acrocanthosaurus is a rare large bipedal predator. When full grown, this creature weighed up to 15,000 pounds.
Thank you, RD.
Sort of looks like they're fighting.
Hey, look, a dinosaur nest. There's eggs in it.
Right you are, Peter.
This place provides a lot of strong evidence for the flood and a young Earth created by God.
The exhibits are so well done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that room over there is my favorite. It's the Bible room.
We have a Bible room where we have devotions.
Well, that's great, Hope. Our Bible room is full of proof for the accuracy of God's word.
I love it.
Hey, you see that dinosaur over there? That's an Ankylosaurus.
Incorrect. That is closed-cell extruded polystyrene foam.
You're right, RD. Our artist recreated that animal using rigid foam. Well, it's pretty realistic, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
Many Christian visitors leave here with their faith strengthened. And those who are not yet Christians leave challenged to consider the truth of the Bible.
Otis, you're an inspiration. This is definitely one of the coolest dinosaur museums I've ever seen.
Well, thank you, Jack. Oh, and as you know, the glory goes to God.
Mm-hmm.
Ian? Your dad told me you're more interested in electronics than paleontology at the moment. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Oh, anyone who could design a robot like RD should be interested in electronics.
That's true.
For some of us, finding our career is a lifelong journey. The key is that we glorify Him in all we do.
Amen.
Thanks, Mr. Otis.
And who knows? Maybe one day you'll design a robot that can excavate dinosaur bones.
I would really dig that.
Jack, Bernice and I are following RD down Interstate 94. Everything's under control, but please call me when you get this. Jack, we're getting closer. By the way, we chased him through a cornfield and I messed up my suspension. I'm afraid you're going to have to pay for
Patrick, you can't make them pay for your car expenses.
Well, they're at least going to have to pay for the gas. Anyway, Jack, can you please call me when you get this? Hey, Jack, we've been detained by the Minnesota State Police. Tell Ian he can kiss RD goodbye. He's long gone.
Patrick will buy you a new robot.
We hope you've enjoyed today's story. While fictional, it has been inspired by real people, places, and events. If you're ever in eastern Montana, consider visiting the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. For more information about the museum, or to get your own copy of today's episode, visit BrinkmanAdventures.com.